It's that time again on a Friday when AM Live presents another update from the Coalface with Martin Creamer, Publishing Editor of Engineering News and Mining Weekly. Martin, a very good morning to you. South Africa's biggest freshwater from the sea plant about to come on stream in the Eastern Cape.
Yeah, desalination of seawater into drinking water is becoming a bigger issue the worldwide, and we see it now in South Africa in the Eastern Cape. We've got our biggest desalination plant near Kenton-on-Sea. It's part of the Albany Coast Water Board, and it'll be producing at a rate of about 1,800 cubic meters a day. And this is in response to the need for more fresh water in the Eastern Cape. We've seen that there's been water constraints in those areas for some time, and now people glancing over at the sea and saying, well, there's a lot of water that we can get out of there, and successfully being able to do it through the reverse osmosis process and with the help of VWS Invig. And in Namibia, the same thing happening. You know, we see that uranium miners there, short of water, looking to the sea, putting up desalination plants, and a trend that is going to be accentuated. But there is the problem with what do you do with the brine that remains, that salty substance that comes after you've done this process. And Albany have done the study and have found that by putting it back into the Bushman's estuary is not going to be a big problem, because that water is already salty in that estuary, and farmers upstream have been taking off a lot of water, which has caused that to be really just part of the sea. So no big impact from the environmental point of view.
And Transnet is buying 100 new locomotives for 2.4 billion rand, and 90 of the 100 will be produced locally, you say, in South Africa.
It's fantastic that we can keep up our local manufacturing program. And although these locomotives are urgent from Transnet's point of view, they've still made sure that we get that local content. And only 10 of these 100 locos, which are being bought now, will be built in the US. The remaining 90 will be assembled here in South Africa. And they're doing it as a partnership with the state-owned Transnet Rail Engineering. That's the old Transwerk. They've got workshops in Kuduzpoort and elsewhere in South Africa. They've got the expertise how to, you know, build locomotives, and now that's being used. So 90 of these will be built in South Africa itself over a period of time going to 2012. And we know that there will be more locos needed because the Transnet locomotive fleet is aging and they need to upgrade it. And they actually wanted 212 locomotives, but there was an irregularity with the tender that was put out there to cancel that tender and put out a new tender. Now, this has been won by General Electric South Africa Technologies, and working in tandem with the state-owned Transnet Rail Engineering, we'll have this local content in South Africa.
Now, we've been speaking a lot about the South Africa's home-built satellite apparently progressing excellently.
Yeah, still going like clockwork, you know, coming over South Africa around 9 o'clock in the morning every day, but still having to be managed very carefully. We're lucky that we actually manufactured the satellite ourselves. So it is being managed for the moment by the builders of that satellite. They are Sunsat in Stellenbosch. But gradually, because it's a state-owned satellite, control must go to the state. And that's why it's going to be handed over a period of time. So it's in the process of commissioning. Sunsat down in Stellenbosch still managing this transition period where it goes over to Hartbeespoort, and then it will be managed from there. But we see that the biggest payload that it carries, the imager, that has had to be refocused already, because there's a lot of impact on the satellite as it goes speeding around the Earth at about 500 kilometers above the Earth. It's carrying an 81 kilogram satellite, and we've had one in the past which was smaller. That was also built by Sunsat, and that was put into orbit in 1999. That is no longer operational. So this is our only South African satellite at the moment, state-owned, doing well, and about to be transferred fully to the Hartbeespoort Satellite Application Center.
Thanks a lot. Martin Creamer, Publishing Editor, Engineering News and Mining Weekly. And of course, he'll be back at the Coalface at the same time next Friday.